Okay, so we got a number of problems going on here, I realize. So I guess let's start off. What did we do? So we did Rashi, we just said the basic idea is that you need a Maisa Ratzicha. A Maisa Ratzicha doesn't just mean that which kills him, but there's a Tzuras HaMaisa, and the Torah sets up a Shir. Shir is a component of a Maisa Ratzicha. That a Kli Evan or Kli Eitz says Shir. Right? That's Shir. So otherwise, it's not a Maisa Ratzicha. But by Barzel, Barzel kills B'kol Shehu. Kills with anything, so it doesn't have a Shir. So any Maisa HaKo with Barzel is Yechai for. Right? So, but Rashi says, but it has to be, how do you, let's explain that. Right? So Rashi says you have to be poking the guy. You have to be stabbing him. But if you hit him, let's call that hitting him. Stabbing and hitting. Okay, if you hit him, like lengthwise or whatever, so then you're not chayv. So why? What's that idea? Before we get to Rashi Tosos, so what's that idea according to Rashi? Yes, so maybe like this. Maybe what's happening here. I mean, there are different ways to go here. I hear what you guys are saying, but maybe like this. That you have the Torah setting up is that you have a shear, okay? And it's setting up is by Evan and by Eitz you have a shear, okay? Now maybe Rashi is learning, but by Barzel not. And like the Gemara says, like God knows that Barzel could kill the Kalshu. So it seems like it's saying like in general weapons. Weapons have to be serious, have to be like big, have to have a certain size to them. In general, weapons have a shear. In order to be like to be a Maisa Ratzicha, you have to use a real chafta. But the thing is that the chiddush is that Barzel, because of its property, its sharpness, is such. In general, Barzel is such that it could kill. It could kill the kalsho, and the Torah therefore is recognizing that a Barzel weapon, doesn't have a shear. Okay, a Barzel weapon is chayev b'kalsho. So if you kill with a Barzel weapon, Barzel is a different kind of weapon. Other weapons are all really shear of your hand, but Barzel, because of its unique nature, is such that it doesn't have shear. See, but the thing is like this: is that it could be that Rashi's learning. That if you take a Kli Barzel and you hit a guy with it, not stab him, but you hit him with it, then you're not really using a Kli Barzel. It's not a Kli Barzel qua Kli Barzel. It's like it happens to be its Barzel, but essentially you're hitting a guy with a regular weapon. Same thing as like it might as well have been a stone, it might as well have been wood. Whereas the idea is like when the Torah is positing a Kli Barzel. It has no shear. It's positing a certain type of a clay because the idea of a clay barzel is a sharp. It's a sharp clay, and it's saying is that cutting clay is a meres b'kol shehu, and therefore it's saying is that there is no shear for that. But if you take a clay barzel, and then you use it, you don't use its barzelness, so to speak. So then the fact that it's a clay barzel is accidental. It's not involved in your maaser tzicha. Maaser Ratzicha isn't involving the essence of the entity, which is mufka from Mashiach, which is removed from Mashiach. So therefore, it's gonna it'll be default on the normal Shear of a weapon. Weapons categorically, and that's why I asked. Like for instance, if you had a plastic weapon, presumably it would be the same Shear as Evan and Eitz. So the way I'm learning is Rashi's learning is the general Shear of weapons is really the hand, and the Torah is setting up an exclusion by Barzel. Now, if Barzel is functioning qua Barzel. It's functioning in line with the essence of Barzel, which makes it have no shear, then it doesn't have the shear. Otherwise, it's just like any other clay. Then it's like you're not using a clay Barzel. The fact that it happens to be, it's made out of metal, and saying it's not the idea. It's the object, you know, it's the object, v'toras the maisa ratzicha, toras the maisa. The action, in the framework of the action, you're not really using a clay Barzel. Really just using like a rock or whatever, I mean just a hitting device, and it happens to be that it's Barzel, but the action doesn't in any way engage the fact that it's clear Barzel. It would be like you say like he killed him with a gun, Killed him with a gun. What did he do? He took a gun and he, it was an open wound, and he put it in the open wound and he, like, whatever, I don't know, caused some sort of infection. You wouldn't say that's like, you know, that's not killing a guy with a gun. Killing a guy with a gun means you shoot him. But you, the fact that it happens, yeah, I guess, you take a gun and push it against the guy's heart, you know, and you kill him. So you kill him with a gun. That's not really, I guess technically you say you killed him with a gun, but that's not killing a guy by a gun. It's not, that's killing a guy with by pushing his heart. Happens to be as a gun, but it's not, you weren't using the gun. So saying Kli Barzel is not an action of a Kli Barzel. I guess that's what I say. Whereas the Maisa, it's not just saying is that if you, what did you use to kill him? It's saying was the action an action of killing him with Kli Barzel. So the idea of Kli Barzel is the sharp is sharp Kli. And you didn't kill him with the sharp Kli. The Kli was sharp, but you didn't use that. So you basically just used a big chunk of metal. A chunk of metal is no different than a chunk of wood or a chunk of a stone. Chunks have a shear of your hand. If you stab him, then you're using the Kli Barzel. And Torah is saying is that a Kli Barzel, when you do a Maaseh Ritzicha with a Kli Barzel, which means that the Chafza is Barzel and you use it b'Torah's Barzel, use it in that capacity, then that action doesn't have a shear. Then any object is fine. Then any amount is fine. Any size is fine. So it's not, see, I'm not saying, it's not like, I think of the difference, I'm not saying that there's like two, the Torah's positing two frameworks of Kli Barzel, really. I'm not saying it's like there's a Kli Barzel A and Kli Barzel of the Torah's B. It's like this Kli Barzel is Torah's singling out sharp Kli Barzels. The idea of a Kli Barzel is knives, singling out knives or, you know, sharp knives. As a different type of killing. And that type of killing, the object doesn't have a shear. And if you're using, it's not like there's also another kind of way to use a knife. It's just that if you're using a knife to hit him, you're not using the Kli Barzel. It's like, it's not positing two things. It's positing one thing, and it's just that if you don't use that thing, or you don't use it in that capacity, then it's just accidental that it happens to be that it's Barzel, but it's, you're not using the Barzel. So it's just it defaults to the regular shear. Right. You're right. Right. I think he was right. That, see, by wood, Barzel is such. I mean, Barzel is like sharp weapons are, for instance, are normally made out of metal. I mean, metal lends itself to that. You can melt it down and you can mold it, you can shape it to whatever shape you want. I mean, you can't exactly sharpen a wooden knife. It's not, it doesn't lend itself to that. You can't, so it's harder to make. Now, it's true, you could have find the thorn, which is very sharp, and kill a guy with that, but that's not the nature of wooden weapons. The nature of wooden weapons are that you hit the guy with impact. So when it comes to wooden weapons, the Torah's kaveh shear. There's a shear of wooden weapons, a shear of stone weapons. The Torah went out of its way to single out metal, Kli Barzel, as a class in its own right, because in general, I don't know if the only way metal weapons are used are to stab a guy, but they're perfect stabbers. So you can make it into a sharp weapon, and therefore the Torah's singling out Kli Barzel as being removed from a shear. Now, it's saying is now if you don't use it towards Kli Barzel, then fine, then it doesn't, then you don't, you're not removed from the shear. But by a wooden Kli, so the Torah said that a wooden Kli has a shear. So now, you're doing it differently, whatever, that's very nice. But the problem is the Torah never said, the Torah is not just saying that, and this is what it says, it's not just saying is there's two kinds of weapons. There's stabbing weapons and impact weapons. See that then you could have said that. I mean that would have been an option. It seems like that's what Tosu would have liked. If you wanted to say stabbing weapons versus impact weapons, fine. But then it's nothing to do with Barzel or Eitz. Then what's it doesn't have to do with material. So then just the Torah should have just said imbically sharp you killed him or imbically impact you killed him. You know, should have set it up that way. But that's not the way it's setting it up. That's not the way it's setting it up. So what it's setting it up is you have all weapons. You have apparently it's a general class of weapons, which all have a shear of a yad. And then the Torah is singling out Kli Barzel as an exception. And if you should kill him with the Kli Barzel, then this is mufka from the shear. But again, you have to kill him with Torah's Kli Barzel. But it doesn't mean then you could make wood into the exception. I mean, wood is wood, and wood has a shear. Wood, kalim, and all other kalim have a shear. Barzel is a unique exception. You can't make something else into the exception. The Torah has to recognize a categorical exception. So recognize a categorical exception of Barzel. It's Barzel, that's its nature. That often happens, significant enough to recognize as an exception. But you can't take something which is not the exception, Barzel, and make it into the exception. The Torah has to universalize the exception. But it doesn't mean, but the Torah makes an exception, it doesn't mean that now it has to always function as the exception. The exception could default into the regular class, but the regular class can't go into the exception. The Torah has to recognize the exception. So the saying is that the Torah didn't just single out thorns, because thorns are a rare thing. That's not a categorical. The fact that randomly you could happen to find a thorn that kills a guy, it can happen. So it's not going to set up a class because of that. But metal, since metal kalim in general are knives, I mean, there's a whole class of killing people with metal knives, you know, which could be small. So the Torah set up an exception there and recognized a categorical exception. You're not using. I'd say by Barzil, if you take a knife and you hit the guy with the back of a knife or something, you're not using the knife. You're not using the Kli Barzil. I mean, it's you're using Islam a weapon, and like any other weapon, it's like using stone. Action of hitting a Kli Barzil means stabbing the guy. Otherwise, it's just accidental that thing happens to be a stabber, but you're not using that object. Just like you're not using a gun if you take a gun and push it against the guy's heart. That's not using a gun. You are using a gun. Not really, you're not relating to its gunness, you're just using metal. So it says you're not using the Kli Barzil. Kli Barzil is a kind of a weapon, you're not using that weapon. So now you're just using a Stam weapon. So they're not chayv, the Stam weapon has a shear. That's why I'm saying, I'd say Rashi's saying is like, Evan and Eitz are not like Evan has a shear and Eitz has a shear. And It's the categorical shear for weapons. And so I'd say a plastic cup would also have it, you know, whatever. And it's the categorical shear of weapons is you need a chafza. It's a significant thing. Otherwise, it's not a ma'aser tzicha. You can't kill a guy with a tiny thing. And it's setting up a class of itself is an action of stabbing a guy with barzel. That's a certain type of a ma'aser, which is totally recognized not having a shear. The killing of a Kli Barzel. But if you use a Kli Barzel for something else, it's not the killing of a Kli Barzel. Well, because I say it like this, that it's not a shear in the chafta. This is what I say. It's not really halacha in chaftas. It's halacha in maisa. Okay? Halacha is maisa or tzicha. It's not a halacha per se that there's a din, like this chafta is defined as anything. There's no definition of chaftas. There's a definition of a maisa. So a maisa or tzicha or not. So a maisa or tzicha is, now you have different types. You have it like chaftas only are engaged in the maisa, the components of the maisa. I mean, so it's not like now you see a barzel, which is tiny, so that's defined as a chafza of killing. It's not in its own right, the chafza doesn't have any reality. It's a certain type of a maisa. The maisa has a shear. So what a maisa with a weapon of shear axe. So there's a maisa generally the maisa is, if you hit a guy with a weapon, which is an evan, which is the size of your hand. That's the shear of a maisa or tzicha. But the Torah is saying is that there is a ma'aser or tzicha of stabbing a guy with barzel. That ma'aser doesn't have a shear. But now if you take my barzel and hit him with it, that's the same ma'aser as any other ma'aser or tzicha. It's a din in the ma'aser. So it's a certain type of ma'aser which the Torah is recognizing as a type of killing which could be with tiny objects. It's a very, you know, that's a new type of killing. Tiny metal. I mean, it's specific. It's not any. I mean, the Torah's recognizing it by metal because metal is categorically has that type of thing. Tosas is kasha. I mean, I think this is what Tosas kasha is. Tosas knows what Rashi will answer, but Tosas holds is that if this is the idea, then it shouldn't have really, it should have really set up as a maisa of stabbing versus a maisa of hitting. I mean, that, because he knows that eights, you can't differentiate between eights. I mean, eights is an exceptional thing. What are you going to say? A coats is, you know. Obviously, metal, the answer is obvious that metal in general categorically lends itself to this, and wood doesn't. Wood's a crazy exceptional case. So, of course, you can't just take wood and make it into an exception. But Tosfos' holding is that if this is the idea of Rashi, then why is the Torah making it the idea of materials? Just say there's an action of mice of stabbing has no shear, and the mice of using a stabbing weapon has no shear, and the mice of hitting an impact weapon, you know, hitting with impact has a shear. Because that should be the way it goes. Why is it that it's set up? Is that a maisa of Hakas Kli Barzel has no shear, but everything else has a shear? Why is it contingent on the material? What does the material have anything to do with it? So you'll say, well, the Barzel usually has that. Okay, fine, but who needs to involve the material? See, that's a Tosas introduces something which is unique to Barzel, because Barzel infects a guy or whatever. But according to Rashi, that the idea is there's nothing intrinsic about Barzel. It's just that Barzal is usually sharp. Okay, but the real idea is sharp. So just say it's haka of a, so if you want to say, so they say a haka of a sharp weapon or a haka of a blunt weapon. So you say that. I mean, it could be Rashi just holds. Does anyone have an answer for that? How's Rashi going to answer that? How's Rashi going to answer that? Like, why doesn't Torah do that? Right. I think Chaim's right is that the Torah is not defining, like to set up a category of like sharp weapons or blunt weapons. That's not really a halakhic category. There's no, like, the idea of like it's lacking in like its categorical nature. So yeah, it's like quantitative. It's like quantitative almost, right? How sharp is it, or you know? So the Torah did is the way it set it up is Kli Barzel versus Kli Etzaven, which is because generically, that's the weapons. Kli Barzels are knives or stabbers, and Kli Etzaven are impactors. I mean, so the Torah set up the way they drew the categories is there's a Meisor Tzicha, a Meisor Hakah with the Kli Barzel and Kli Etzaven. Now, of course, if you don't use the Kli, if you're not using the Kli Barzel, the Torah's Barzel, so you're not doing a Meisor of Kli Barzel. But that's like it's mufka from the category if you're not using it qua barza. But the categories are apparently Torah Rashi would hold that you can't. That's not really, even though really the idea is stabbing versus impacting, but there's no category of like a kli of stabbing. So the way the Torah categorized it, objectified it, is through the material. But that's what Tos doesn't like. I mean, you can see what Tos doesn't like about that. It's like the material is, in a certain sense, accidental. Okay, it's like the material is or focused on material because that's the way to get at the idea of stabbing versus a clear of stabber versus a, you know, versus an impactor. But Tos wanted to have something which is more intrinsic to the material. So he holds that metal causes infections. Wood doesn't cause infections. So wood, that's just the nature of wood. Wood doesn't. Metal does. We have to figure out what Rashi didn't like with Tosas. I mean, they're kind of like different answers here. I mean, Tosas is totally, Rashi could have said with Tosas also.
Okay,
right. Okay, good. So he just says good. Is that it could be the problem with Tosas is that they were talking about a Maeser Tzicha, and the Maeser Tzicha is like you're hitting the guy, you're stabbing the guy, you're impacting the guy. So in other words, the question is what type of Hakah is Hakah of Ritzel killing or not? So the fact that metal gives infections is like an after effect. It's like a cause. So you hit a guy with the sword, the metal, so you it turns out after the fact, 3 weeks later, the guy's going to die of an infection. And now, okay, fine. But that's not like the just define the maisa as a maisa or tzicha because of the fact that the weapon is such that it will cause something in 3 weeks. That's not the definition of the Maeser Tzicha. The Rashi holds it. The definition of the Maeser Tzicha has to be based on the properties of the Kli in the Maeser itself. In the Maeser itself, but not in the property of the Kli. So stabbing versus blunt, that's in the Maeser itself, in the blunt, in the blow. But something when it comes to metal, which is, the idea of an infection is something which lacks in the Maeser itself. So what's Tosu going to say to that? Okay, so it reminds me of, I think we hit on Chaim are saying, this reminds me of like the idea of, you know how like in these suicide bombers, I think what they do is they take these bombs and they pack them with like nails and screws and like all kinds of like sharp, crazy stuff, right? So it's like in killing, they not only are they trying to kill by the explosion, but they're actually using like, even if you live the explosion, you're going to have all this crazy shrapnel. Shrapnel, that's the shrapnel, right? So, oh, really? They do that?
Yeah.
Mamash, crazy. Yeah, so, so the idea is like, so in killing, so I mean, they're crazy, but I guess they're crazy, but they're good killers. I mean, look, if the truth is, if you're trying to kill people, then what is that? Is there something? Effective, exactly. I mean, in the framework of killing, I mean, we're just saying it's crazy because their ideology is crazy, but it's not, if you're really trying to kill evil people, why wouldn't that be a good idea to do that? Right? I mean, if we were waging war against Amalek or against Odo Azar and we had to kill them, would we not use bombs that were made out of that stuff? I mean, what's wrong with it? That's a good method of killing people. I mean, killing, part of killing is to get a weapon. Well, part of a murder weapon is a weapon which will do its job, and there are different capacities of weapons. And the thing is that in the Kli Barzel, part of a Kli Barzel is such that it could cut a guy, and you could hit a guy, you could hit a guy with metal, but metal has the additional factor that it breeds bacteria, however it works, or whatever. Let's just say that it breeds bacteria and it kills the guy through, not only through the blow, but it doesn't really heal. So you give a guy a blow of wood or whatever, so it'll heal. But you give a guy a blow with metal, so the metal has in fact bacteria on the thing, and it's never going to heal, and you end up killing the guy. So he holds, Tosus is holding, is that that's what that's could be as good as the thing, Golav Yadolf Nei Misham Rehayolam. God, it's revealed before God that Barzal is Mamus Pekalshio. The Barzal kills with any amount. It means that God knows the properties of the different weapons. And he knows that a metal weapon, that's part of a metal weapon, is that it has factors. In general, if you kill a guy by normal mechanical methods, so you need a big object. You need a chafza. Mechanics is such that his brain is whatever, and if you don't hit him hard enough, if they don't have enough force, you're not going to kill a guy. But if you hit a guy like through like, oh, it's like biological warfare or whatever, like you hit a guy with something, it could be this tiny thing. That's what God knows that there's different ways to kill a guy besides for a blunt, you know, barbaric way, which is a blunt blow to the head. But there's ways to kill with microscopic stuff. So the thing is that part of Kli Barzil is that Barzil kills. B'chal Shehu kills with through the Mivriz Barze, whatever, through the infections that are brought on through the clay. So he's holding is that's part of the clay. That's part of the weapon. So the thing is that when it comes to regular weapons, the Torah's Paz says the sheer general sheer weapons is yad, your hand. But if a metal weapon, because the metal weapon has within it not only it's not only a killer through its impact, but it's also a killer through the infection. So therefore, there's no shear. They wouldn't give a shear to Kli Barzel. That's a question. I mean, you could argue on it and say it's indirect, but Tosafos in the framework of a weapon, so that's a factor in a weapon as well. You can't just say that's an accidental thing. I mean, Rashi's going more direct. He's going to the, you know, but Rashi has the difficulty that that his thing is not really metal as opposed to wood per se. It just happens to be metal is usually sharp. Tosis is really getting into metal per se, but he's bringing something indirect, and he's holding that's part of the weapon. That's part of a murder weapon. He'll leave it in here. I mean, that's just a point to add. I forgot. Nowadays you have antibiotics, so it's harder to die through just a basic infection. But I mean, if you back in the day, like Jay said, they had a million in the French in World War I, a million of the French died through tetanus.
Just from tetanus,
it's all alone. So the idea is like the idea of infection, especially back in the day, was a part of killing people was getting them infected. It wasn't only through. I mean, an intelligent killer knows that he doesn't have to kill you at this instant, but he could kill you through introducing an infection to you, and that. But it's part of the mice. I mean, that's part of the mice. I mean, it's not like if there are halachos. I mean, there's halachos if you get sick, right? That's the question. If you kill a guy and a few days later he dies, right? And it's a partial in the Torah. If he lays in bed, if he gets out of bed. But I mean, that's part of the killing, part of the weapon. So if you kill a guy through using the metal, that's part of the mice, and therefore the Torah didn't posit a share. I mean, that's what it's kind of saying. According to Tosos, it's saying metal is always a killer. When it's hitting a guy when it's by wood is not a killer. A stone. A stone isn't a killer. You need a rock. You need a boulder to be a killer. A little stone, a pebble, isn't a killer. But metal is always a killer because of this property of metal. So therefore, whenever you hit with metal and you kill him, that was an action of killing. Any attack with metal could be a defined by Sarticha. But not with wood. It's specifically, according to us, it's specifically metal or wood. Yeah, but we're just Mars mentions that the question whether nowadays whether metal. He says the rough surface of a rusty metal merely provides a prime habitat for the sea tetanite endospore to reside, and the nail affords a means to puncture the skin, develop endospore, deliver endospore into the wound. So it's a question whether it's really the metal per se or just certain properties of the metal. But whatever it is, I mean, that was the fact. I mean, I don't know if it matters per se. But the point is that was metal weapon. That was the idea of metal weapons. I mean, the question is, though, would a thorn be different, though? I mean, that was the question. So by that logic, it could arguably a thorn could be the same thing. But I don't know. Maybe thorn isn't as rough. I don't know. All right, so. I mean, they're both holding, the Torah is saying is a hitting out of Kli Barzel is a Maaser Tzicha. Hitting out of any Kli Barzel is a Maaser Tzicha, whether it's Shara, whether it's Shira or not. But the question is, what's the concept of a Kli Barzel? When it tells us a Kli Barzel means a Kli Barzel. It's a Kli which is made out of metal. You know, according to Rashi, a Kli Barzel is a certain type of a weapon. It's a sharp, certain type. There's a profile of a Kli Barzel. It's like a knife. It's a stabber. So, and the saying is that hitting him with that is it doesn't have a shear. But if you use the Kli Barzel, if you use something which happens to be made out of metal, but it's not used, not that type of thing, you're not using it that way, that's not really a Kli Barzel. It's not a Maisa of Kli Barzel. Pentos is always a Maisa of Kli Barzel, but simply by the fact that it's Barzel. You know what I mean? Something like that. I mean, that's what Torah doesn't like about Rashi. I mean, Torah doesn't say Kli Barzel is the which is sharp, and Torah says Kli Barzel. Barzel is Barzel. So Rashi doesn't say Kli Barzel is certain, it's pointing to a certain type of a weapon by saying Kli Barzel, which is a metal sharp thing. Which is universally, that's what Kli Barzels are. Kli Barzels are weapons, metal weapons, that's what they are in general. So it's just it's a reference to that type of weapon. But if it happens to be made out of Barzel, and you could technically call it Kli Barzel, but it's not a sharp thing, that's not Kli Barzel. So it doesn't like that. He says, look, if you want to say sharp weapons, let the Torah say sharp weapons, and then it'll be wood, it'll be metal, it'll be everything. If you want to say it's Barzel, then it should be Barzel. To say that it's Barzel, it's like, as I was just saying, it's like a concoction. Torah is saying, is Barzel Barzel? But I mean, what she's saying is that's a phenomenon in murdering, is Kli Barzel, is a sort of knife. It's a knife, it's a stabber. Okay, so where does that lead us? So that's our course, so that brings us to the Rambam, right? Is the Rambam seems to have a different system here, right? Rambam doesn't mention anything about this idea of the shear of your hand, right? He says basically in every single weapon, besides for metal, you have all the different factors. You weigh in all the factors. How big is it? How strong is the guy? How strong is the other guy? How far away is he? You know, all the different, how hard did he hit him? All these different things. Because he doesn't have like a fixed concrete shear of the hand, size of the hand. He doesn't have that altogether. So that's one question. But then he says, but by Barzel, the Torah said there is no shear. And you don't have to start factoring all these things. Barzel is Barzel, and then Barzel kills. Again, but if it's sharp Barzel, he does have the idea that it has to be a sharp Barzel. But not that you hit him with the sharp part of it. He doesn't say that. He just says that if it's Barzel, which is sharp, then there's no shear. Torah didn't give any shear. But it's supposed to be a sharp thing. Yeah, he says it's a funny kind of a shear. I mean, the Rambam is a funny kind of a shear. I mean, it's like a shear. It's a shear which is totally open-ended. Right? I mean, there's a shear. What's the shear? Shear is Bezin evaluates. That's and by Barzel, Torah didn't give a shear. No evaluating. How does Bezin evaluate? Yeah, I guess scientifically they have to consider. I mean, whatever, call it scientific, call it, yeah, something like that. Yeah, practically, scientifically, you know, what do they call that? Forensically, you know, whatever, you know. They have to really evaluate the thing. They evaluate all the different properties and say, was this a Maisa or Tzicha? Was it not a Maisa or Tzicha?
Is this only Gemara that the Rambam is getting
from? I know, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't seem like, I mean, I guess it's associated with Sifri. And maybe you should have to check that out. So for you, that's what the Ketzer Mishnah quotes. Yeah, that's a good point. It could be the Rambam. We should look at the Gemara above comments, Sadiyam Beis, Sadi Aleph. I have to look at it. But maybe the Rambam based it on some of that Gemara also. So let's see for tomorrow if we can try to figure that out. So you get out the Machlokes in the Rambam and, you know, and Rashi Tavos or whatever. And then, okay, and then afterwards we're going to go further in the Gemara. So the Gemara is, the two dots, it goes not that far, up until Hu Gavra. Okay, up until Hu Gavra. It's like seven lines, Hu Gavra. Mitzamtzem, the question about pushing a guy's head underwater or whatever. Whether, when and how you chayev for Mitzamtzem. So let's just do the Gemara and Gemara Rashi's.